Nolte, defeated Bob Iger admits Disney went woke and then broke. By John Nolte on November 30, 2023. Disney Grooming Syndicate CEO Bob Iger admitted defeat Wednesday, pledging to stop with the left-wing propaganda and start entertaining again. In so many words, the CEO of the biggest entertainment conglomerate on the planet has just confirmed what normal people have been saying for years: get woke, go broke. I don't know about you, but I feel validated. No. I feel something more than that. I feel seen. Entertain first, not messages, Iger said at something called the New York Times Deal Book Summit. He added that positive messages for the world are great but shouldn't be forced on the public or used as the story's primary job. Iger claimed, falsely, that Disney's propagandizing got worse after he left the CEO position and handed the reins to Bob Chapek in early 2020. The board booted Chapek in 2022 and put Iger back in charge. Iger is contracted through 2026. Iger also said Disney produces too many sequels. Going forward, the sequel must work as a standalone movie before it will be greenlit. I'll believe this change will happen when I see it. But even if Iger's lying, and I think he is, it is still a total surrender. It might only be a rhetorical surrender. But it proves Iger understands the necessity of sending the message to tens of millions of normal people that he wants another chance. We screwed up. We know we screwed up. We're sorry. Come back, baby. Please, please come back. We know what happens when baby comes back. She gets slapped again. Nevertheless, after a disastrous 2023 where 11 out of 12 of Disney's theatrical films lost money, at least $750 million, Iger publicly admits that Disney got woke and the movies went broke. Iger blaming Chapek for these disasters is laugh-out-loud ludicrous. Chapek was only in charge for a little over a year. Movies take years to make. Not 1 year. Not 2 years. Years. Turning two high-profile children's movies, and massive flops, into homosexual romances was a decision made under Iger's reign. Big Gay Lightyear, 2022, started the development process in 2016. What's more, per media reports, the creative decision to include a lesbian kiss in a children's movie was made only after Iger publicly shamed Chapek for not speaking out boldly enough in support of public schools queering and grooming little kids. Chapek wanted to stay out of the Florida law that outlawed teaching little kids about gay sex and various fetishes. Iger strutted onto CNN and called him out. Development on Big Gay Strange World, 2022, began in 2017. The fact Iger sat there making it sound like he had nothing to do with a $180 million animated movie featuring a prominent plotline involving a young boy's gay crush is simply a lie. Not to pick at a nit here, but there is nothing wrong with messages in movies. Every single one of Disney's most treasured classics is treasured because of its message. Snow White is about the curse of vanity and how women are crucial to men's happiness, the dwarves. Cinderella teaches us to respect everyone because the person you look down on today might become a princess tomorrow. Pinocchio is about how the temptation of sin and not listening to your conscience and parents leads to destruction. Dumbo and Bambi teach children about the horrors of real life and how to overcome the trauma that follows. The Lion King is about how living as a coward is worse than facing your fears. Up teaches us that life is never done with us. Message is not the problem. Message is theme, and theme is what sticks to the ribs, what we take home with us, and what we ruminate about long after the movie's over. And those are the best movies. Theme is everything. Unless it's heavy-handed and or divisive. What Disney's done is even worse. The grooming syndicate has opened up a billion-dollar front to sexualize and queer small children. That is unforgivable. Disney targeted your children for destruction. Only a fool gives evil a second chance. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, is available today. You can read an exclusive excerpt here and a review of the novel here.